This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wells Kaufman.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for checking in with us bright and early this morning on WXRT.
Great to be with you.
Always one of the highlights of the year is when we find out who's going to be playing up in Highland Park at Ravinia Festival.
Excellent. I'm so glad that it's a highlight. That's terrific.
Yeah, and you've assembled, as always, a wonderful list of players. How long does it take you to come up with the list for a specific season?
You know, it's kind of an interesting process. Classical artists tend to book a lot earlier than everybody else. So basically, I'm done with some of our orchestral things for next summer, 2020. For the non-classical artists, that typically begins around Thanksgiving prior to the summer that's coming up. So they're nicely spaced in terms of what happens when and the calendar. But it's about 18 months, I would say, to put a full season of 140 events together.
So the music genre kind of determines how far ahead you can schedule someone, right?
It does. And a lot of that has to do with when tours are happening and if the Grammy Awards are going to have an effect or any other sort of album releases, things like that. Things like you guys know about a lot that really don't have a lot of impact on the classical business like they used to 20 years ago, but certainly still do in the non-classical side.
Right. Variables. Well, one of the great things about Ravinia Festival and one of the reasons it's been able to be around for over a century is the fact that you go with the tried and true, but there's always some adjustments and new things and new twists and new iterations of what's going on. What are some of the new things we can expect this year when we head up to Ravinia Festival?
Well, we've got a brand new structure opening up this summer, the Ravinia Music Box Experience Center. It's something that truly will have to be experienced, so I'm not going to describe it a lot in words. As I like to tell people, if I could really do it in words, we probably wouldn't need to have it there. But it's going to be a very cool, interactive, immersive experience that'll open sometime in the summer of 2019. So that's kind of the big physical infrastructure piece that's different. In terms of music, we're really thrilled to have debuts from everybody like Lionel Richie, who we've been trying to get for a long time, to Kesha, who is very young, and we haven't been trying to get her for a long time, but we're thrilled that she's coming, to Morrissey, who we've also been trying to get for a long time. So nice to have those folks joining us, Nickelback's joining us for the first time, and then, you know, that Sting back, Chicago back, Steely Dan back, always great for the lineup and for our audience. Because you're absolutely right, you know, it's a something for everyone place, but it's also a place where people, as most concert ticket buyers today are quite omnivorous. They want a little classical, they want a little hip-hop, they want a little bit of jazz. You know, they want Tony Bennett, T.I., and Telemann.
Tony Bennett celebrating his, 40th anniversary at Ravinia?
40th anniversary, yeah. He started working at Ravinia when he was 6, and he's doing great, you know? It's terrific, that guy. We're so lucky to have him on a regular basis, and he loves coming to us. He loves the audience.
Yeah, I actually saw him on an old Ed Sullivan show the other day singing What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, and he sang it at super tempo.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to kind of like a blues summit you got coming up this year with Buddy Guy and Shamika Copeland and Blues Traveler.
I am so happy that you pointed that one out, because I'm really thrilled to be having that one as well. I've been trying to get Shamika for a long time. I don't know why that's taken so long. I'll blame myself for that one, but that particular triple bill in June is going to be great. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's pretty much every kind of music that exists in the human race is going to be coming out at...
And to have John Prine at this particular moment in his storied career, and to have Lakeside Drive and the Wood Brothers, also a show that I'm really excited about. And Lyle Lovett, you know, a perennial for us and someone that has such a powerful, strong audience. Again, as you said earlier, a little bit of everything, right?
Right, and Ringo Starr and the Beach Boys.
Ringo Starr and the Beach Boys. So as we celebrate and continue to celebrate one of America's greatest musicians, certainly greatest classical musician, Leonard Bernstein, one of the cool things about that show that you just mentioned, the Ringo Starr Beach Boys, is that Bernstein's favorite musicians in the 60s, when he was music director of the New York Philharmonic, were the Beatles and the Beach Boys. He didn't like other classical musicians. He didn't like classical composers. He thought they were writing really difficult stuff that audiences wouldn't enjoy, that they had no melodies, no tunes. But those two bands, plus Simon and Garfunkel, were his big 60s thing. So to have them on a double bill as we continue to celebrate Leonard Bernstein. It's pretty thrilling.
A man of impeccable good taste.
Absolutely right.
As you are. And in fact, you're going to be one of the performers at Ravinia Festival this well, tinkling the ivories.
Is correct. You know, I come at the right fee. So that all works well for my board of directors and our budget. I'm very, very fortunate to be able to play for a dance company that we've been presenting for over a decade, CDI. They're going to do Leonard Bernstein's two-piano version of Aaron Copland's masterwork, El Salón México. I'll be doing that with the pianist from CDI, which I'm really excited about, beginning of the season. And at the end, James and Jeannie Galway, a great flutist. We've played this piece by Doppler a couple of times, and it's just so much fun to make music with these great musicians. You know, I'm not pretending to ever be a great musician, but keeps my fingers nimble, and it reminds me how difficult it is to be on stage. You know, we take it for granted when we work in this business, I think, sometimes, that it's easy for Yo-Yo Ma to walk out and play the Dvorak Cello Concerto. It's never easy. It's their blood on the floor. It's tough. And this is a good way for me to get a wake-up call.
It's terrifying. Well, not just the president and CEO, but a performer as well. Thank you so much for checking in with us. Thank you for being one of our sponsors. And
absolutely.
Thanks for putting together a great lineup at Ravinia 2019. Looking forward to seeing you out there on the lawn.
Thanks so much, and we love XRT. Thanks for the time.
All right. Wells Kaufman giving us the Ravinia lineup on 93 WXRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.